This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago. He's joined by Lee Milkey of the Milkey Market Weekly.
Dave, you wrote that last Tuesday's global dairy trade was surprising in that whole milk powder prices fell 2.7% on average when it rallied elsewhere, and that Chinese buyers were rumored to be unable to connect to the GDT. What happened?
First of all, let's dispel the rumor that any buyer who would like to participate in GDT was unable to due to connectivity issues. That was rumored right away because of the price disparity with the New Zealand Futures Exchange the week prior. So the Futures Exchange in New Zealand had whole milk powder up about 3 to 4% the week prior to the GDT auction. So that kind of acts as a guideline for traders and participants of the GDT auction to look at it and say, well, obviously we think the prices of GDT whole milk powder, for example, should be higher. And when they fell, people kind of started to point fingers and say, was there a problem? Did somebody who wanted to buy not have access to buy because it didn't kind of jive with the futures market in New Zealand for whole milk powder? So the GDT auction is a physical auction marketplace. So the point is that after looking through it and talking to the folks at GDT, they've dispelled the rumors that people that wanted access couldn't get access. That's not, in fact, the case. It's just the case that for whatever reason, buyers slowed down a bit here on the physical marketplace. And the whole milk powder futures responded in kind by falling quite a bit right after the GDT event. Now, I can tell you, we finished the week out strong on whole milk powder prices, so that looks like perhaps maybe just a one-off situation for GDT weakness.
Well, real quickly, in closing, what was the GDT's message to the U.S. CME dairy market?
I think the message is demand is good, but it's not stellar. You know, and demand is holding in there for most dairy products, but it's not going gangbusters, and as a result, maybe temper some potential bullishness here in the U.S.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Kurzowski in Chicago.
As the trend continues to remove ways for the food and agriculture industries to communicate with consumers about where their food comes from, some organizations are developing private labels. The National Dairy Producers Organization has such a label, and joining us now is Mike Eby. Mike, I would think that most people know that fluid milk comes directly from the American dairy farm, but when it comes to other dairy products like yogurts, butters, and cheeses,
processors have the ability to be able to purchase from other countries, blend it with this milk in this country, sell it to you, the consumer, and you look at it and say it must be an American product, but that's not necessarily the case. And this is the need for the seal. This is why we are requesting of the consumer to care for two reasons. One, I believe for health reasons, but more importantly for the economic viability of the dairy farmer as well as the beef farmer.
Mike Eby is board chair of the National Dairy Producers Organization.
We're talking about the California milk quota system with the state of California. We asked Jeff Vandenhoevel with the Milk Producers Council, and he's also a dairyman down in Southern California, a little more about that quota. Is there a finite amount of quota available?
Yes, there is. There's a finite amount of pounds of quota. It has its basis on really historical Class 1 sales. Although, you know, we've moved away from that direct connection between Class 1 sales and quota. But yes, there is a finite amount of quota, and it gets traded every month. There are transfers.
Vandenhoevel said that quota is real money.
Yeah, that's a real difference in price. Every pound of solids non-fat quota pays 19.5 cents. Per day more than the overbase price. And the blend price, if you own, 1,000 pounds of quota, then you're getting $195 a day more for your milk than if you didn't have that quota and sold. So sometimes dairymen decide to sell their quota to, buy something else, or they retire. There's any number of reasons why dairymen might decide to sell their quota. And there's any number of reasons why dairymen might want to buy quota. Yeah, it gives a pretty good return on your investment, and so people wanted to maintain that investment.
And what about the price for that quota?
A pound of quota right now is about $545. It's negotiable, although the state reports what it sells for, and the price has been pretty stable and quite strong for the last couple of years.
That's Jeff Vandenhoevel with the Milk Producers Council and also a dairyman in Southern California. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.